You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
The Employment Leave Bill, which aims to replace the Holidays Act, passed its first reading in Parliament. The bill will reform annual and sick leave calculation, changing from a lump sum system to an hourly calculation scheme. While New Zealand Workplace Relations and Safety Minister, Brooke Van Velden, claimed the bill was meant to simplify leave calculations, criticisms of the bill's other potential impacts have emerged. Those who work irregular hours will receive less leave. It has been proposed a full day in lieu won't be provided for people working shorter shifts on public holidays, and leave for people on ACC compensation would be cut. In response, the Public Service Association has called on MPs to sign a pledge to oppose the law change and ensure workers aren't left worse off. To explain this pledge and why the PSA opposes the changes in the bill, I talked to PSA National Secretary Fleur Fitzsimons. For our listeners who may be unaware, can you explain what this pledge the PSA wants MPs to sign is and why it's so important?
We're really asking every single member of New Zealand's Parliament to sign a pledge that they will not make the lives of workers worse when it comes to annual leave, when it comes to sick leave and holiday pay. And we're doing this because we believe that no Member of Parliament comes to Wellington to do their job to make the lives of people worse. But actually, that's what Brooke Van Velden's changes to the Holidays Act do. They make it more difficult for people to be adequately compensated when they work on a public holiday, when they do irregular hours, or when they're paid in an irregular way. All of those people will be worse off as a result of what Brooke Van Velden wants to do to the Holidays Act. And we're really asking every single MP to say, I will not vote for something that makes people worse off. And that's why we're asking every party and every Member of Parliament to sign this pledge.
Talking about Brooke Van Velden, she's claimed that this bill is to bring simplicity and logic to employment leave calculation. Do you think this move to hourly calculations actually does make it more simple than the original lump sum system?
It certainly doesn't make it more simple. You just have to look at the Act. It is a complex web, but it is deliberately designed to encourage casualisation, to enable employers to employ people more cheaply, and to undermine the concept of public holidays. A worker who works on a public holiday at present, no matter how many hours they do, gets a day in lieu. And that's a fundamental principle. It recognises that public holidays are important. Everybody who is able to be off work is off work. It is a designed in time for people to spend time with their families. Brooke Van Velden is saying, no, we're not going to compensate you in the same way as we do now for working on a public holiday. You won't get a day in lieu. And there's a whole raft of other changes which are quite problematic and do take workers backwards. And that is a constant from this minister. She's making the lives of workers harder and the cost on employers lower.
Touching on some of those impacts, could you tell us how this bill may potentially have a larger impact on part-time workers specifically?
Yeah, there's quite an impact on workers who do additional hours or workers with irregular pay. So if we start with workers who additional hours, they will only accrue leave on their contracted hours. So that's the hours in the employment agreement that they're required to work. Any additional hours don't accrue leave. They're paid with an additional 12.5% loading. So that's a reduction right there. At the moment, those hours are calculated. They look at what's actually been worked, what's actually been paid. So that will result in less ability for those people to take leave because they'll have less of it. Workers with irregular pay, so people who get various allowances or they work in different ways over time, will only receive the allowances that they get regularly, so fixed allowances, when it comes to how they're paid for their leave. They will be paid not looking at what's actually happened to them prior to when they're taking their leave, but only those fixed allowances. So for people who work in an irregular way and have irregular pay, when they take leave, they will be paid less. Workers also won't accrue annual leave on or sick leave while they're on ACC. Now, that currently is the case, and we think that should continue. And there's a whole range of other situations where people who work part-time accrue sick leave in a way that reflects their working pattern. And so they actually get the proper entitlement to 10 days leave. Under these changes, again, that will not apply, and people will have less ability to take that important time off when they're sick. So it's an attack from all sorts of angles, and we're really worried about the impact it will have on those workers who are working on their public holidays, who do irregular hours, who do additional hours, who need to access that sick leave. But we're also worried about the message it sends to employers about the approach they should take to employment. So we think this will encourage more casualisation. And when you look at it with the other changes that Brooks Van Belden's made to pay equity, the miserable increases to the minimum wage, the changes to contractor arrangements which enable employers to simply deem a person a contractor, these combined mean working people in New Zealand are in a very weak position, a precarious position, face insecure employment. And look, before Brooke got hold of all of this, we were already operating from a low base. Working people had few rights to begin with, and the situation has just got so much worse because of the ACT Party.
You mentioned there the pay equity changes. You've made comments in the past that this bill is the latest war on women from the government. Could you explain and touch on how legislation like this can impact women specifically in the workforce?
Yeah, women are more likely to work part-time. They're also more likely to work irregular hours. So what happens is when these provisions come in, they disproportionately impact on women. And we have described Brooke Van Velden's approach to industrial relations as a war on women. And you have to look at it in the context of what she did to pay equity. She cancelled claims, she gutted the Equal Pay Act overnight without any prior signalling before the election and without even allowing New Zealand women to be heard by the Select Committee. So if you look what she's doing to the holidays, if you look what she's doing to sick leave, if you look what she's doing to part-time workers and remember what she's already done to pay equity, it is a war on women. It's an attack on working women in this country who actually need to see much greater flexibility, much greater ability to enable them to be able to perform important work looking after children or looking after elderly relatives. But also this will impact on men as well, because some men, and increasingly it is the case, are picking up caring responsibilities and take that very seriously, and that is welcome. But all of these attacks undermine the ability for men to do this work and the ability for women to do it. So it's a real attack on working people across the board all over New Zealand.
That was Public Service Association National Secretary Fleur Fitzsimons speaking to me about the Employment Leave Bill and why the PSA is calling for MPs to sign a pledge against it.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95bfm.com/bcasts.